It's been a decade since healthcare reform has been on the American agenda, but a new poll by NPR News, the Kaiser Family Foundation, and Harvard's Kennedy School of Government shows the issue may be coming back. 4 in every 10 American families say they're having real problems with healthcare. They're postponing visits to the doctor. They're not filling prescriptions because of the cost. Among those with insurance, 1 in 5 say their premiums went up a lot last year. Even among those who haven't had problems, many say they're worried about the future. And NPR's Richard Knox reports their worries are likely to grow.
Most Americans have health insurance, and at any given time, most Americans are healthy. That means the state of the nation's health care system has to get pretty bad before it becomes a big political issue. That happened a decade ago. There are signs it could be happening again. Our poll shows there's a lot of discontent under the surface. Only 1 American in 5 thinks the healthcare system works pretty well. More important, sizable minorities tell us they're having trouble paying medical bills. And then there's the problem of the uninsured. Their number is about the same as it was a decade ago when it was such a hot issue, nearly 40 million. That's more than all the people over 65. Yvonne Reeves of Braesville, Indiana, is one of those 40 million. She participated in our survey.
I take almost 130-some pills a week to stay alive. I'm running over $800 a month in medication. It's rough.
Reeves is 44. She used to drive a semi before she developed heart trouble. Now she's disabled but doesn't qualify for free coverage, and she says she can't afford to buy it.
You know, I feel like I'm living on a thin line, not knowing if I'm going to make it or not.
Reeves is facing heart surgery this summer, and she still owes a small fortune from her last time in the hospital. Lately, she's had to choose between paying for pills or paying the mortgage. She chose medication.
It's putting a lot of stress on me financially. One bill was like $63,000. Yeah. I've lost my home because of it. You know, it's either try to keep my medicine so I stay alive or keep my home, and I can't keep my home. I've lost my home now.
Many Americans, we've found, are troubled that so many people lack health coverage. In fact, more think that should be a higher priority for government than helping seniors buy prescription drugs. Robert Blendon of Harvard's Kennedy School of Government says that's significant. He says seniors were the only group that clearly picked a prescription drug benefit over helping the uninsured.
So it was very surprised because the uninsured issue has just not gotten the kind of attention in the last couple of years, the prescription drugs, which shows that there's some awareness of about a problem going on out there, and awareness by people who aren't themselves fearful that they'll lose their insurance.
But Blendon says the real surprise was how many Americans with health insurance are worried about their medical bills or about keeping their coverage.
You can see for people who are not low income, they're just moderate income, that this is the real threat. And a share of them get so caught up in not being able to pay these medical bills that they report that collection agencies have been after them and their families, which is sort of the American nightmare.
Donna Lusk of Kismet, Kansas, knows how that feels. She works at Walmart, which pays half her insurance premium. But she still finds herself with thousands of dollars in bills that the insurance doesn't cover.
This past couple of weeks, I was having some heart problems, and so I had to go in for tests. And just those tests was probably close to $2,000. I have paid the $350 plus the 20% of that. And it's just kind of hard to do that.
Lusk and her husband, he's a car salesman, are already struggling to pay off $6,000 in uncovered medical expenses. To stave off collection agencies, they had to refinance their house. That makes them reluctant to seek care. He has high blood pressure, but isn't getting treated for it. She has an irregular heartbeat, but postponed treatment.
And I did. I put that off for a long time until I finally told my husband that I was afraid to put it off any longer. But I probably put it off a good 6 months or a year, probably about a year, before I finally went up to the doctor. Because I knew that it was going to cost me at least $1,000, if not more. And I still don't know how much it's going to end up because I have to go back to the doctor for the results of all them tests next week. So, you know, if they want to do some major surgery or something, I'm up a creek, you know.
For Americans who have it, health coverage got better during the 1990s. Premium increases slowed way down. Benefits increased. Ian Morrison is a healthcare analyst based in California. He says insured Americans felt pretty secure.
When the economy was rocking and rolling in 1999, we all thought we were one step away from being venture capitalists, and so health benefits, or the lack of them, was really not our major concern.
But Morrison says the new poll captures a shift in this mood.
The uninsured issue tends to move with the perceptions of the American middle class, not the poor. The poor always struggle with regard to coverage. The thing that varies over time in these surveys is the degree to which the middle-income people associate themselves with the bottom or with the top. And I think the difficult economy has tended for the middle-income American to associate themselves more with the bottom end of the spectrum and saying, gee, I could be uninsured, I could be laid off, I could lose my benefits.
Already, the new poll shows about half of all Americans are worried about not being able to afford health insurance or losing the benefits they now have. They're likely to become more jittery about their health care in the near future. That's because employers see the cost of health coverage jumping 10 or even 20% a year, just as it did in the late 1980s. Their response, many analysts say, will be to shift more and more costs to workers.
Now, I think what's happening here is that we're seeing a very major shift towards consumer responsibility for payment. And I think actually in January of 2003, when we have open enrollment and new insurance plans put in place, I think you're going to see the mother of all cost shifts to the consumers.
So Americans will pay more out of pocket whenever they go to the doctor, buy a prescription, or seek hospital care. It may take a while to feel the impact of these new burdens. Most people don't know what their insurance covers until they have to use it. When they find out, they won't be happy, and that may inaugurate the next big healthcare debate. Richard Knox, NPR News, Washington.